Nearly a quarter century ago, clerics led by Ayatollah Khomeini launched the Islamic Revolution in Iran, sweeping the Shah from power and establishing an Islamic Republic. Now the clerics are facing a challenge from Iran's huge population of urban young people, a challenge more cultural than political. Young Iranians are risking a crackdown by authorities to live life on their own terms. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Iran and filed this story.
Every weekend, hundreds of young Iranians flock to the snow-capped mountains that loom over the capital to climb up the rocky trails of a deep, winding gorge called Darakeh. What draws them is more than love of nature and the outdoors. This 16-year-old, who preferred not to give his name, says the reason he and his friends come here is for the freedom.
This is the only place we can be
free, although we have some problems here as well.
This group of teenagers had to take back trails around the police who guard the entrance to Darakeh so that they could smuggle in a pair of guitars for their picnic. They say down in the capital, it's illegal to play even Iranian songs like this one in public. These are the children of the Islamic Revolution. The clerics that swept to power in 1979 encouraged parents to have large families. Economist Saeed Laylaz says that policy resulted in a demographic boom that has created the largest and best educated generation in Iranian history.
They are educated, they are impatient, they bear an exceptional cultural pressure for 20 years, which is very important to make them rebel.
All three of the young men at this musical picnic have reasons to rebel. Each says at some point he's been arrested or beaten by the police.
And last week he was sitting there with two girls, and the Basiji, the militia, had come over and slapped him and say, why are you sitting in a cozy place somewhere nobody can see you?
The young people here say they're fed up with the way the authorities interfere in their personal lives by forbidding boyfriend and girlfriend from even holding hands. And yet these young Iranians do not want to completely do away with the Islamic traditions of their society. For example, the two young women in the group say they would rather wear headscarves than walk around bareheaded. They say what they want is limited freedom.
Since we've been in such a condition for 23 years now, if suddenly everything opens up, it will be a disaster. You know?
Despite their frustrations with the government, no one here supports the idea of a U.S. overthrow, similar to the one in neighboring Iraq.
We are ready. If they want to, if they're brave enough to attack, we are ready.
Iran's reform movement swept to power in landslide elections 6 years ago, but it now seems to be failing. Consequently, these teenagers believe voting in Iran is useless. Their form of rebellion is more cultural than political. For example, because loud music has been banned as un-Islamic, many young Iranians install huge speakers in their cars, and on religious holidays, they blare recordings of Islamic prayers onto the streets. The kids say this puts authorities in a bind and infuriates them. By afternoon, more and more young Iranians continue to climb up the mountain. The men sport flashy shirts, slick sunglasses, and copious amounts of hair gel. As for the women, many have traded in the bulky black robes and head-covering chadors of their mothers for increasingly short and tight frocks worn over their jeans, as well as headscarves worn far enough back to show off the highlights in their hair. The crowd looks like it's dressed for a nightclub, but because clubs are still banned in Iran, these teenagers make do by dancing on the rocky banks of the river. Ivan Watson, NPR News.